pray. God, we do pray that you'd kindle our thoughts, warm our hearts, and direct us toward home. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Seems that the readings for me as I prepared, they all spoke to a reset, sort of picking up on the cues. I think it's such a helpful reminder, not only a reminder, but sort of getting us by the lapels and giving us a gentle shake. Advent, the first Sunday of Advent, it's a new year. It reminds us that we're out of step with our culture around us, and sometimes that can be jarring, sometimes it can be a bit of a pain, but I am so thankful for it. Advent is a call to shift gears and prepare for the true spirit of Christmas and not accept any counterfeits. And you can just say, no, thank you. Thanks, but no. That's not the true spirit of Christmas. Because the true spirit of Christmas, of course, is the spirit of Christ himself, the gift and the giver. And so these Sundays, as we mark time, and I mean that consciously, marking time, shifting it up, focusing today on hope, next week on peace, the third Sunday of Advent, or Gaudet Sunday, the word in Latin for joy, and then the final Sunday of Advent before Christmas, as if to sort of sum it all up, is the Sunday of love. So what about these qualities in your life? I think it's a time to take stock about the qualities in my life, these realities in our lives and our families. Where are they lacking? Perhaps you're like my son Christopher. On our holiday, we invaded my brother's house, my oldest brother Jim and his wife Janet. They have four bedrooms, but there were 23 of us sleeping over. And so we had air mattresses on just about every square foot of the lower level of their big log house in northern Minnesota. And it was cozy, and they had banked the wood stoves, and it was a really cozy scene as I came down from one of the coveted bedrooms. I realize I'm one of the old elders now when I get the bedroom. And it's sort of a mixed feeling there. I'm happy to have the bedroom, but I realize I'm one of the older guys. Anyway, back to the point. Hope could be for you like my son Christopher's experience, who went to sleep on a full air mattress and woke up with nothing left in it. The air mattress had leaked all night, and he was on the wooden floor on two layers of plastic. Maybe that's the state of your hope right now. It's just, it leaked out. There's no hope, perhaps. And to be honest about that, whether it's hope for a loved one, hope for a relationship, hope for an internal struggle, or perhaps an addiction, hope for a burden in the world that you carry, for which you see really no end in sight. Perhaps the air has been let out, and you're in an uncomfortable place. I woke up and I saw my son and I knew exactly what had happened, and he was not sleeping well, as you can imagine. And so that's disquieting for us to be in that place. My hope is that this day, this first Sunday of Advent, through word and sacrament, through song and beauty, we could have that hope reinflated and gain some comfort. Along that theme, we're also called in the scriptures to wake up. Some of us are in a restless sort of half-sleep. Perhaps that's morally. We've let some things slide. Perhaps that's physically and nutritionally. We've just allowed things to slide. Perhaps relationally, we just haven't put the effort into it. And so we're called to wake up. To wake up and pay attention. On the flight home last night, there was a man who kept slumping into the aisle and his head would bob as he fell asleep. And then he'd get brushed by someone walking by and he'd kind of come to, but only to fall asleep again. You know that painful sort of falling to sleep? It's even painful watching him. And sometimes we wake up, but we're not fully awake. Perhaps we could just ask the Lord in his grace and mercy to help us awake fully to those important areas of our lives, those important realities that we've sort of fallen asleep to. We've gotten sleepy. And not just redouble our efforts, but to wake up and to say, yes, this is what I really want, not that. So the scriptures are paired and twinned with this taking off the old and putting on Christ. And so I see it like taking off the old matrix of sin and death and hell. And Paul has a short list there as he writes the Romans. Reveling in drunkenness, debauchery and licentiousness, quarreling and jealousy. Put those off as an act of your will. Wake up and say, you know what? No, that's not what I want. It's not what I want in my life. So you take off that matrix. I see it as a matrix. We become embedded in a matrix, the old matrix. And the first Sunday of Advent is just out of step enough to say, wake up. Some of us would say, well, it's not the new year. January 1st is. We all know that. No, it's not. I challenge you. Today's the new year. Make it the new year in your life, in your family's life. And put on the new matrix. Put on Christ. Put on Advent, the Advent of the Lord. Why not? Why not retool it? Change it up. And there'll be some resistance. Let's stay awake. Not the old matrix of the law, of just busyness around Christmas. Anyone tired of the busyness? And people go, oh, you must be so busy. I say, no, I will not take that. No, thank you. Busyness is a robber, is it not? Let's be disciplined. Let's be focused. Let's be awake as we enter these 4 weeks of preparation. I was visiting with some people that I had met for the first time, my nephew's girlfriend's parents, and they have a business on the West Coast as well as in Minneapolis. And it was so interesting talking to them. Says they're beetling back and forth all the time, and it's a two-hour time change. And the dad said, yeah, on my watch, I never change that. But my phone adjusts automatically to the time zones. But I never change this one. It was his point of reference. It was what time it was at home. And I wonder if we can't do that in Advent. We say, what time is it? As if to say, where is my focus? Where is my home ultimately? It's with Christ. It's with Christ in this matrix that we say, come, Lord Jesus. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Ransom all our captivities, ultimately the captivity of sin and death. O come, and we may sing it in a minor key, but we sing it nonetheless. I wonder if that could be your Advent. Just a reconsideration of what you really want. In the psalm, the psalmist says, now is the time to cast away the works of darkness. As a friend refers to them, as souvenirs from hell. Get rid of them. Now is the time to put on the armor of light. Now in the time of this mortal life, and we're reminded that we have a few years on earth. Now I'm in the esteemed level of the bedrooms at the family reunions, right? I used to be with the kids. No longer. And I heard news of a dear friend who died in an untimely way. So we realize that it's part of this mortal life, all the more important that we stay awake now and remain awake, and that we choose the matrix of Jesus, this Jesus way, and say, not even, you don't need to be polite with rejecting the old matrix. Just say, no, I will not be part of that any longer. And be alive and aware to the signs of this new age. Because one day, as Isaiah prophesied, we will know peace, we will know prosperity, we will know quietness and goodness. That is God's loving reign established. So I hope that your hope could be reinflated today. Because of Jesus. That we could live as an Advent people.